With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Gonna chop it up about some things on the Sonicast. It's your girl Sana. What's up?
What's happening with y'all? DC is chilling.
Your player partner G Biz.
Let's get into it.
Feels good to be back. It's been a minute since we did this Sonicast, man. It's your girl Sana. What's up, y'all?
All right, DC is chilling.
Hey, your player partner G Biz here from the house.
Yeah, I see you with your kicks on the wall over there. Normally, you got some kind of painting on the wall.
I had to put some up, Sana G. You know, my walls are very lackluster, to say the least. So I thought I could go ahead and pull up at least, you know, the fresh 6 rings just to have some type of entertainment. Keep the white on the feet, you know.
Last time we were on video, G-Biz sat a painting on the top of his couch to have something behind there. I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's what we're doing. Are we showing off shoes today, baby?
Oh, he got the Crocs.
Oh,
what?
Camel Crocs. Yes.
Look at Jabuan, not the army fatigue, Jones.
Hey, man. I think on the comfort scale, DC's got his beat.
I mean, listen, I put these joints on yesterday for the first time. I got them in the mail yesterday. I put them on for the first time. And I said, man, I'm gonna have to wear these to work and get a little trial run in tomorrow. You know, as far as work go, this is where I'm at, baby.
Now you need the little gibbets or little girl.
I think gibbets.
Something
like that. Is that what they think you put in the holes or something?
Yeah, the little pins on the top.
Between these, listen. Once we get some more openings going on out here, and manicures opens up, I'm about to mess around and try to get my toes refurbished, and then be able to throw these on afterwards.
Oh wow, let them air out, huh? Look at the crotch.
In case you didn't know, they make slides as well, so then you can let your toes bang. You know what I'm saying? For the summertime.
Might be it. Might be
got
the
me
wave.
A couple pairs of those.
And they only like $40.
Do they
right.
Walking on
should have bought two pair.
These Yeezys weren't $40. I won't be buying shoes this expensive in a while. Let me tell you what else is driving me crazy, y'all. Since we're here and, you know, we have time to talk when we're sitting on the show, but
yeah,
this distance learning thing is a wild ride.
Yeah, how's that going? I mean, I know we talked about it on air the other day that most of these schools are going to be going back to in-person learning come the end of this month. I mean, you only got about another 3 weeks for a lot of these students. But Sana G, how is that being a parent mixed up in that? And, you know, have they given you guys a set date yet?
Yes, I believe we're going back like the week before spring break, which makes no fucking sense at all to me in general. I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, I think there's been so much pressure from the community for educators to get the vaccine and for us to return to in-person. And I, you know, like I've said before on the radio show, I feel like my daughter has benefited from it.
Mm.
She's more focused because I make her. Right. And, you know, a bunch of different things where she's not surrounded by her friends, but that's also where she's losing, right? Is not being able to have that social interaction. But I realize with this digital divide and, you know, parents having to work still full time, shout out to our essential folks and, you know, everything else that's going on in people's houses, no Wi-Fi, right. That it's been a really difficult situation for so many people. And so going back to in-person is critical for a lot of kids' education right now. But, you know, I feel like the vaccine is important. And I feel like educators, you know, I think a lot of people forget that the educators have a voice in this too. Right. Like, it's not just about parents being frustrated or not having time to work with their kids or whatever. Like, educators want to be safe because these kids can bring that COVID right into the schoolhouse like anybody else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if they want to be vaccinated, then obviously, of course, I'm glad we're putting them in the forefront out here, especially in the South Bay.
Yeah, I mean, they are you know, as we talked about on the show, opening a specific teacher and educator only spot for them to go ahead and go to. So, you know, prioritizing those educators has been something that has been a paramount issue in regards to getting the schools back open. So, you know, trying to get these teachers the vaccine. I mean, I feel like every county should be doing that. Santa Clara announced it, but man, that should be all over the place, because if we're going to tell these folks, you know, put yourselves in danger, also put the kids in danger. Also, a lot of these teachers, man, Biz, I know you know, and I know specifically, Sonny, you got a kid, you know, a lot of these teachers is old.
Oh.
Wow.
A lot of these teachers, a lot of these librarians and all of that, you know what I mean? It's moji. So, yeah, you know, I don't want nothing to happen to them. And, you know, I want these, you know, I talked to the homie Chaz Garcia. She's a part of the Oakland Education or Oakland Educator Association the other day. And she was like, man, listen, we battling every single day, the city, to tell them, of course, we want these kids to be able to have optimal learning environments. Of course, we want them to be in school, but we also not trying to fall over either. So,
exactly. Hey,
that's a big thing. Keep it true. I was just talking to my homegirl earlier this morning, and she's been an educator over for the Palo Alto School District for a number of years, almost 20 to be exact. And she was like, yeah, we're actually going back to in-person learning tomorrow. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, she works for a high school out there. And she's like, you know, we're going to be still, you know, even though on campus, not necessarily doing full in-room, you know, person-to-person contact. She's like, and, you know, she's actually she's a counselor. So she's like, it's a little bit easier for me. I don't have to consistently see my students every day. We're still going to be doing Zoom meetings, you know, online, unless they really have some, you know, poignant things they need to handle. I'm sure a lot of students right now, because it is March, are scrambling to get their FAFSAs in, you know, seniors especially, trying to make sure they, you know, take care of all their financial aid and actually going through their, you know, they're really receiving all their acceptance letters or denial letters back from their colleges. This is a real crucial time. And to say, oh, yeah, we're just going to toss all y'all back in the schoolhouse. I mean, but this is the kicker. I was surprised when she told me that they're not mandating that the returning staff either get vaccinations or be actively working on, you know, getting vaccinated. She was like, they was like, well, you know, as long as you're doing biweekly testing, we're suggesting that could be okay. And I was like, are you serious? She was like, yes. And we're going back in tomorrow. And
how are you going to do biweekly testing if on Monday you can test negative and then go somewhere and smoke with the homie or something stupid like that, and then come back to school the next day, bless you.
Thank you.
And then end up giving the whole damn school to Rona.
Right.
In a matter of 10 minutes or something like that, you could have a whole school falling out, and they just like, yeah, man, get tested every 2 weeks, man. It's cool. Right.
Which is confusing to me, right? Because we've been having this push to get everybody back into the classrooms. How are we not prioritizing everybody being safe in that same manner? And we've seen these tiers, you know, rolling down, and it seems like they've been prioritizing students, well, teachers, at least, and faculty and other educators. But I was surprised to hear that it was not something that they were really saying, look, you got to have this together before you do come back into the class with these kids. I mean, that's got to be a situation.
I feel like, and this is no shade to anyone, because I want everybody to be safe. Like inmates are getting them before educators. I just saw R. Kelly got both his vaccines already. And I for sure want Naya's teacher to be before him. I hate to say it. But I just feel like the whole rollout has been, I mean, I don't think we planned for any of this, is the best way to say it. And
yeah.
I mean, I think it's unrealistic for us to think, okay, everybody has to get vaccinated before we get back to life. Because look at Texas and Mississippi now, running around maskless because their governors are like, oh, it's free, it's time. Let's get out here. Let's turn up. You know, it's going to be around for a long time. The variant is going to be around for a long time. I don't know, man, but going back to school right now, I just think, you know, these kids, even at her age, my daughter's 11, they touch on everything. They hug their friends. And, you know, I mean, is it even going to be available to kids? Like, do we know the age cutoff? Like, if I wanted to be able to try to sign her up, I haven't even looked into that. I don't even know if she should get it. But again, like, they carry it and bring it in, and I don't know. I haven't even heard of a case of somebody getting the vaccine and then interacting with somebody with COVID. Like, what is the reaction to that? Like, is it still, are you 100% safe? We don't know. So,
right.
It's a scary situation. And people like you, Biz, you're not even convinced on getting the damn vaccine. So,
I mean, you know, I'm still mulling it over. Again, I've been communicating with folks who are, you know, in the medical industry. Again, my brother's got it. He got his probably, you know, it's been almost, I guess, probably almost 2 months now. You know, he's gotten both doses. He's saying, you know, he's cool. My father got it. You know, my brother's, you know, my sister-in-law got it. And a lot of my brother's friends are actually in Santa Clara County advocating for it to be something that is pushed in more Black and brown communities, of course, because, you know, just historically, you know, Black folks especially have been just, you know, a little leery when it comes to just vaccinations and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm just gaining as much information as I can around it. I'm looking at it the same way you do for like a brand new phone. I'm just waiting for a couple of doses to come through. Let the kinks work out. I just want to see what's happening. But I'm probably going to end up getting that line.
Well, brother, as you know, I'm an early adopter. I'm an early adopter. Phone come out on Monday, I got the phone on Monday. You know what I'm saying? Same way they call me, they say, hey brother, come over here and get this little shoddy shot. I'm like, Vacky come out on Monday. At this point, I'd have took it on Monday. But you know what? I ain't got it yet. At which point the opportunity does arrive.
Right.
Listen, I done got two close calls so far. I told y'all about one of them. Right. And there was another one that happened recently. They were like, oh, man, rush over here. And I went and they were like, oh, man, we ain't got no more. So,
right.
I'm just waiting my turn. I'm trying to get this shot. If I'm going to transform into anything, I know it's not going to be a Ninja Turtle. I'm trying to transform into Cancun Caesar.
Oh, by May.
Are we talking turtle? Hey, don't hit him with the turtle power, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
Hey, then you're going to be ready for Cancun. You feel me?
Hey.
Floating.
of what we know, because now they're saying that the Johnson & Johnson joint is the way to go, right? Because mm-hmm. it's a one-hit acquitter. You get one shot. You don't got to go wait 2 weeks to get the second one. If you had a choice when you pulled up, are we going Moderna? Are we going Pfizer? Are we going Johnson & Johnson? Johnson & Johnson, you know, I'm simple. I'm still scared off of the powder that was having people get cancer or whatnot. See, I'm stuck back there in the old news about Johnson & Johnson. So I'm worried. But at the same time, you know, if it's a one shot and they're saying it's better.
You know, at this point, I don't really think I care. I mean, I just at this point, so the Johnson & Johnson, I'll tell you the thing with me about the Johnson & Johnson one is like, what they say is the efficacy is less,
right?
It's less effective. However, it's more effective than not having nothing at keeping you out of the hospital and death.
Right.
That sound like good odds to me.
Yeah, I remember when they did drop that, they were saying the numbers on that was 100% on keeping you out of the hospital. I know that much for a fact. They said nobody who had gotten the Johnson & Johnson shot had been admitted into the hospital when they did contract COVID because, you know, their illnesses and symptoms weren't as strong. So, I mean, my brother and his wife both got the Pfizer. My father and his wife both got the Moderna. I know my father's, he's an elder, he's, you know, up there in age, and he was saying that he really wanted the Moderna. My brother's wife, who also was in medical, in the medicine background, she wanted to get the Moderna as well. But I guess, you know, went on with the doses and she wasn't able to get her spot in line. So she went with the Pfizer. You know, it seems like it's kind of I've heard a mixed signal on it. A lot of people saying they want to go Moderna, and a lot of them saying that Pfizer is trusted because it's been on the market for a longer time. Plus, they trust the brand. So, I mean, like you say, DC, I think right now it's just a matter of either getting one, two, or three. It don't really matter. I think
anyone,
just go ahead and give me the shot so I can get on the plane before they start telling me that I need the shot to get on the
plane. Rick James once famously said, give it to me, baby. So, hey. that's all I got.
I will tell you, as a person, and you know, if you only listen to podcasts, maybe you're somewhere else and you're not in the Bay Area, as I've talked about my brother, like the last thing you're going to want is 2 months to go by and you're happy about being able to take five steps with assistance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's where my brother's at right now, off of the ventilator, off of, you know, having a trach put in, off of looking at his muscular, you know, definition gone and arms just looking crazy. Like, you don't want that. You know, my brother suffered from diabetes before this even happened. So, and he didn't think, he thought he was fine. He just thought he had a cold, which is another problem. People underestimating the effects of this thing. And now he's got long-term health issues. It's not even just about getting sick and, oh, maybe I could dodge a ventilator. It's like, you could be jacked up for life.
Right.
And that's crazy how this thing has just done that to people. So I don't know. Take it serious. Let's talk about something good, because, you know, you probably mentally have already decided what you're going to do with the vaccine out there, people. But DC is now a television star. I just want to put that out there. Yeah. I mean, it hasn't kicked off yet, but he just got done filming something, which I think is incredibly dope, with two of the most incredible people we have come out of the Bay recently.
Hey, Sana, before we make that transition, let me play this real quick.
I bullshit you not. It is time to become serious about this COVID.
Okay, so to change gears again, go back to what you're talking about a second, though. Yeah, man, the homies hit me up because they're filming a TV show out in Oakland called Blind Spotting. Now, you guys may have seen this, or you maybe did, but a couple years ago, they had a Blind Spotting movie that came out that starred David Diggs and Rafael Cazal. And, you know, those are cats that I kind of came up with in like the Oakland poetry and entertainment-y and trying to get on scene, you know. If you go back and you look at Oakland over the past 10 or so years, there's so many folks who have come out and like blew up,
crazy,
you know, from Mahershala Ali to Yahya Abdul-Mateen, you know, and, you know, looking at David Diggs going to New York and getting Hamilton and not knowing that that was going to be an international sensation the way that it is, that catapulted him. And then him, you know, David and Raphael had been working together since the beginning. They were like best friends, and they've been working on the script for this movie for like 11 years. Now, while they were doing that, and this is funny, if you go on YouTube and you type in, let's say, type in David Diggs, Calvin and Hobbes, you'll find like old skits that they made for YouTube where they play Calvin and Hobbes, like the cartoon characters, and like play off of each other. So these dudes have been working creatively for a long time. They did the movie. The movie was a success. And then they kicked off the TV show. So when they hit me up and they were like, hey, man, we're filming in Oakland. We want you to be a part of it. I was like, man, I'm there, you know? You know, they had me be a part of a scene. I had no lines, you know, but I was doing some interacting that probably got caught and then was in like a big party situation. And it felt really fun to kind of be on set and to be, you know, talking with the folks, and everybody who was there, like kept the energy the whole time. It was fun the whole time, like watching the stars interact with each other, you know, them coming to interact with us and chill. I remember seeing, Helen Hunt on What Women Want, the movie What Women Want with Mel Gibson years ago. And they told me she was going to be on the show, and she came on, like she was like hanging out with us at the taco truck, like really nice, you know? And the folks who, you know, are kind of like Oakland staples, like the homie D Nass and Jeff and all of them were right there with us as well. So it was a good time, man. And I appreciate those dudes for always being real ones and making sure that when they do things that represent Oakland and the soil overall, not only do they come back here and talk to us about it, but they include a lot of us for authenticity. And just because they're two dudes who are like, we bringing our people along wherever we go.
Right.
You know, Diggs did Hamilton. Jasmine Cephas Jones, who was one of his co-stars from Hamilton, is now the star of his TV show. Like, this is what they do. They grab the homies and they go, hey, we going.
Right.
I'm not. It's not I'm going. We going.
Yeah, man. You ain't lying, boy. Because when I saw the movie, I'm looking up. I'm like, damn, is that Lance? Look at homie. Like, I'm seeing, and people from all.
Is that D Sharp?
Right. Oh, damn. Right. So, I mean, it's definitely it's a beautiful thing to see what those brothers got going on. I'm excited to see, you feel me, the outcome. I'm going to be peeking for you, D. I want to see my man get up there. You know what I'm saying? Hit him with a little bit of the hype.
I'm like, hey, jealous of the Helen Hutchin, man. They go by. If I catch Twister on that, I ain't watching her fight her feelings for her ex on that thing, knowing damn well they're going to end up together at the end of that damn movie. That is a classic movie, man. That's where I really remember from. She's done so many films, though. It's like, it's crazy the people that they brought together for this project. But, you know, hey, mm-hmm. David and Rafa, man, they continue to work, which is dope. So It's really dope to see them shining and putting their creativity and what they know and just their culture out there for people to get a piece of, especially when they make it all about town business in this thing, from what I understand. What he's talking about, boy.
Listen, we was in the heart of West Oakland, really West Oakland in it. when you see this scene, we got the, listen, I was about to slip on something. I'm going to tell you, I tell you a little bit. We was doing some town business at the taco truck, just like we do. Okay. If you from Oakland or you Bay Area culture, a little something like that, we was taco trucking at the taco truck, and that's all you need to worry about for right now.
Got the north, got the east, got the west with you.
Hey bro, they was all in that thing.
I'm excited, man. But anyway, we're going to reconvene every Wednesday and talk to the people. I know we slipped off the Sonicast since the pandemia started, mm-hmm. right? And we weren't even able to be together in the studio. So it's been a crazy ride, but we're trying to come back and just, you know, share some things that we got with our people and just talk about what's popping, what's not, and, you know, give our opinions, whether you guys want it or not. Obviously, you do if you listen. If you listen to this right here, you want to hear it. So we'll come back. But I appreciate y'all listening. And again, next Wednesday, we'll record again and we'll be out there for the people to check out. Biz, any closing words with you and your shoe collection over there?
Peace in your hood.
Hold on. Pull the Crocs out.
What a hit up.
Easy.
Wow.
He's crazy, but I like his shoe though.
That's going to wrap it up for the Sonicast today. Make sure you subscribe over there and listen to us every morning, 6 to 10 a.m. on KMEL in the Bay Area. You can get it on that free iHeartRadio app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.